This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we just start with an injury update, specifically Terrell, Dorian, and Curtis?
We'll see how they do. Really no updates at this point. We'll see how the week trends with all three of those guys.
So more of like a day-to-day kind of prognosis for all three of them?
Well, I don't really know yet. I think, but I'm not really sure on Dorian and then Terrell and Curtis. Again, waiting further observation, where they call it evaluations, as the doctors tell me.
All right, cool. With the first half yesterday, I know you said that you felt like you guys corrected kind of a lot of things from the first half to the second half, but it has been a little bit of a trend this year that you guys have kind of played from behind, and you've been able to erase some of those deficits. But what do you need to do to kind of start faster, more consistently?
You know, I think just comes down to execution and, as you saw yesterday, some fundamentals, and then not beating ourselves with pre-snap penalties. So I, you know, give all the opponents credit, but there's also an element to for us of just execution more than anything.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. It's something you've always talked about, taking care of the football, and the quarterback is the person that touches the ball the most. And to my understanding, Josh has not thrown an interception yet. How pleased are you with how he has managed games?
He's done a tremendous, tremendous job, Pat. He really has. And I couldn't be more pleased with the way we've protected the house on offense and special teams. We had a ball on the turf yesterday, potentially two. We were fortunate to get him back there. So all in all, special teams and offense, led by Josh, they've done a great job protecting the house.
Dwayne Carter, once again, is a young man that is starting to make plays for you. How pleased are you with his development?
He continues to improve. He really does. When I had a chance to speak with him after the Jets game, and he had a really good game in Houston, and then probably not the game he wanted in New York this past last Monday night, and then. But he recognized that, he was aware of it, and then he took another step forward this week. And that's sometimes what you see with young players, two steps forward, one step back, just the patience you got to have. I mean, he's not the only rookie contributor. It's Keon, Ray Davis, DC, as you mentioned, Brandon Codrington, and many others like Cole and Zion and Solomon, who are all out there. Zion wasn't out there this past game, but he's been out there. So, a lot of rookies contributing for us.
You mentioned going back to the slow starts and execution thing. Is that more focus? It's because it's so regular. Why do you think that maybe they're not as crisp on either side of the ball coming right out the gate?
It's a great question, John. It really is. Sometimes it's one side of the ball. Sometimes it's both sides of the ball. If I had the exact answer, I would have gotten it changed by now. Believe me, I don't like getting down 10-0 and or whatever it was. I think Arizona was 17-3 or something like that. So that's, I don't have a lot of hair left on my head, and I like to keep what I got. So let's just try and get off to a better start.
Just let it go. I could speak from experience.
I see that. I see that. Yeah.
And shifting gears to Tyler Bass, you mentioned him a little bit post game yesterday. Was able to speak with him. Truly, how did you see him handle the past week and take ownership and then for him to go perform like he did, even though they were, you know, relatively short kicks, how critical do you think that was to start establish getting him back on track?
I think the way he handled it was as a true pro would. He was honest, forthright, and him acknowledging the situation, and he didn't do anything other than focus in and get his job done, quite honestly. And hey, that's good enough for me and good enough for the team. So I was happy with the way he performed and how he handled things.
Spencer Brown yesterday, I know we talked a little bit about the penalties the week before. How did you see him respond during the week? And from just my vantage point, a lot of fans' vantage point, about as complete a game as he could play yesterday, how pleased were you with the way that he responded?
Yeah, well, he made it known, I think, to Brandon after the game. Brandon shared the story with me that he said, Brandon walked up to him and said, zero penalties. So it was on his mind. So he received the message loud and clear, and it's cool that he was, you know, aware of it, not only aware of it, but also intent to get it cleaned up. And that's what he did. I thought he played a real solid game, and the effort down the stretch in the fourth quarter, some of those effort plays were, you know, just to me, a trademark of who he is. And then this football team as well, the effort that they give.
I know a lot's been made of Dwayne Carter and the impact that he's made now 7 weeks into the season. What do you make of the trust that you put in him to be in on the field during that crucial third and fourth down stretch?
Yeah, no, great job by him. Great job by the defensive staff as well. I'd like to take the credit, but I'm not the one that handles the rotation there in those situations. So, you know, Coach West, Coach Edwards do a great job with that. And kudos to them for having DC on the field there. He made a great play.
What does it say about the trust the coaches have and what Dwayne has been able to show that he's gained that trust? And what is it about him? I mean, a rookie making these types of plays.
Well, again, you know, opportunities are earned. They're not just handed out here. And, you know, it's I think more than anything, when you get a small opportunity and you handle it well, you'll get bigger and bigger opportunities as you move forward. And and then, you know, I think the other thing that stands out with DC is the situation we went into in the Houston game. He was forced into a starting role and he made the most of it. I think it was the first play of the game on a screenplay. He disrupted the screenplay and again made the most of that opportunity to start and play a ton that game, and very impressed by that. And now it's just continual, steady, consistent growth for all these young players, and in addition to our entire football team.
Lastly, you're not going to excuse your schedule, you're not going to, you know, whatever, but how important is it to get a win? You're going against a team now with a winning record in Seattle. The emphasis of maybe taking that next step and proving that you can come away with a victory against I'm using quotation marks, a quality opponent.
Well, I believe they're all quality opponents in the NFL, regardless of record. And you've been around the league a long time, John. We have a ton of respect for the Seahawks and coach and what they've done out there and the players that they have. And we're going out to the Northwest, and we better be ready and have a great week of practice because they're a really good football team and well coached.
It seemed like yesterday things kind of flipped a little bit in the second half in terms of stopping the run when you guys started adding a safety to the box a little more often. You know, what kind of went into that decision, you know, maybe at halftime, end of the second half?
No, I think Bobby really did a good job of bearing the calls really in both halves. It wasn't as much the calls as it was just some of our fundamental execution of the call. And so getting our eyes in the right spots, you know, that's a big part of playing good defensive football. So I was really proud of the way that the staff adjusted at halftime and the adjustments that they had to make, which sometimes may not be anything other than just settling the players down and trying to give them a little bit of clarity on what was going on. Because sometimes when you feel like you're out of rhythm. You feel like you don't really know what's happening. You think you plug this hole and this hole opens. And so it's just really trying to get them to understand what's going on so that then they can settle in and execute their fundamentals in this game.
And AJ in the past has talked about, leaving some sacks on the table. Well, he's there and he's kind of got the quarterback wrapped up and he gets away. It seems, really since last year, he's kind of cleaned that up a little bit. And this year he's had some, not only sacks, but some big hits when he gets there. What's gone into him just kind of cleaning up, some missed tackles?
Well, I think, it's probably a better question specifically for AJ, but I would say I think he's really off to a good start. He's doing a lot of good things. He's working on some of the areas of his game that he knows he wants to improve on, which I think is important. And, I think you saw early in the game they ran a draw on a long yard situation. He got up the field later in the game, happens again, and he's in better position. So that shows development. That shows growth. Even during one game. I think there's more to come there with AJ and more growth to be had and development, and we look forward to it. He's off to a real good start.
It seems Keon is a little bit of the same mold. In Houston, there was an RPO where he wasn't really ready for it, and it hit him in the head. And then yesterday, he's ready for it, and I think with 50, 60-yard gain on that. For a young guy like that to – kind of see things and make those improvements in such a short period of time. What does that say about him?
Yeah, let me just clear that up. Cause that was not his fault in that situation. So back in the Houston game. So, but to your point, very, very pleased with how he played this week. Again, more growth and development to come, and thought he had a really good week of practice. And he took advantage, to your point, of his opportunities yesterday and got some rack with the ball after he caught it, in particular the one that you mentioned. So, very pleased with his performance yesterday.
Now that you've had a day to digest Amari Cooper, I don't know that there's a direct line here, which is why I'm asking you. I asked Josh about it yesterday, but right after the game, it's hard to tell, maybe. He got going in the second half, and your offense got going in the second half. Is his involvement or his ability to make an impact, did that open up things for everybody else in within the game? I know that in general it happens in football, but within the game, was there a direct correlation to that?
Listen, when you put a good receiver on the field and a good player on the field, it certainly helps open things up. Is there a specific correlation just to him? I wouldn't say that necessarily. I wouldn't say it isn't, but I would just say overall, I saw our offense start to get into a rhythm better in the second half, probably like you did, Tim, and many of those on the call. And some of that, some of that is when you start really winning the line of scrimmage and being able to run the football like we were in the second half. Very impressed by that. And then that opened up some of the passing game as well. So I thought Joe Brady and the offensive staff did a great job of adjusting and then, the execution led by Josh with some of those throws. And I mean, those were some great catches as well. You mentioned Coop, and you mentioned, you got to think about Dalton and some of the catches he made and some of the runs after catch by Khalil as well. So I'm probably leaving someone out. But overall, I thought the execution in the second half was high level.
When you add that big of a component into your offense, and I'm talking holistically about your offense, not just Amari Cooper, but as a head coach who's been around the league for so long, you can kind of anticipate things, but what's your level of anticipation or curiosity even at 12:45 yesterday afternoon about what your offense is going to look like yesterday?
I'm just more curious if I'm going to get sunburned during the game. I had to make sure I put my sunblock on, Tim. And you don't know. I mean, you really don't know, to be honest with you, what it's going to look like because, as I mentioned in the week leading up to the game, there's a certain rhythm and then you add a player in and there could be a different rhythm. Is that different rhythm good? Is it sustainable? There's just some unknowns naturally, right? So I thought Coop did a phenomenal job. I thought the offensive staff, the players on offense, you know, Coop's teammates all around, offensively, defensively. There's a really cool shot to me on the sideline of one of Coop's catches where he goes out of bounds onto our sideline, and about four or five people run over and pick him up or try and help him up. Staff, defensive players, offensive players. I mean, to me, that just shows the character of the players on our team, him and the staff as well, for that matter.
Midway, again, you know, through the season here, dealing with a lot of turnover, injuries, new acquisitions. Team is 5-2 and nowhere near jailed. What impresses you the most about how your team has played so far near the midway point?
You know, I think more than anything, we've shown a ton of poise. The team has shown a ton of poise. I think Josh is really playing the game, and especially in the five wins and the position of command of the offense and the game, and understanding the situations that the offense is in or that he's in throughout a game as the game unfolds. I think, you know, what we've been able to do and coming back, you know, coming from behind, I think has also been good, not ideal. However, I like the way that we're getting contributions from the young players and players that have been forced into action, stepping up, that were primary backups due to injury. And I think that's important because that experience will hopefully pay off down the road for us as well. And so I think the staff overall and the coaches have done a good job of collaborating and communicating during the week and building game plans. And so still, much work to be done, and we're getting right back at it here with getting our focus on Seattle.
Speaking of Seattle, the number one passing team, eighth in points, but they got an explosive running back in Kenneth Walker, the third. On the flip side of that, they really get after the quarterback, ranked 6th in sacks, number 2 in passing, and 4 in points allowed. On top of being probably one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL, you know, what is it going to take this week for you guys to go in there and pull out a victory?
Yeah, like I said, Mookie, we've got a ton of respect for the Seahawks and their organization, their coaching staff, the players. Tough place to play. You know, we'll have to practice this week at a high level each and every day as we prepare to go out there and earn the right to win, really.
Hey, Coach, your team leads the NFL in turnover differential at plus 10 right now. How crucial has that been to the 5 wins that you guys have so far?
Yeah, it's been huge, Matt. It really has. Again, like I mentioned earlier on the call, the way that the offense and special teams units have taken care of the ball, protected the house, the job that Josh Allen has done on, being smart with the ball, throwing the ball away when he needs to, sliding when he needs to as well. To me, the level, his level of decision making has, you know, increased this season, and been very important to our team and the wins that we've had. So, and then the defense and special teams, you know, working to get takeaways and feed the offense has been good to see as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more, and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.